This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
I'm talking with Nancy Prachar of Fancy Farm. And Nancy, I hear that you guys have a Hunter Jumper show coming up. Is it tomorrow?
It is. It starts at 8:30 in the morning. And we start with poles on the ground and go up to 3-9, depending on how high you want to jump.
Now, I haven't really heard of many other Hunter Jumper shows in the area. Am I missing out on that, or are you guys one of the only ones?
Actually, there are a lot of Hunter Jumper shows in the area. There's several of the boarding barns that give them, and then also down at the National Equestrian Center, they have a lot of Hunter Jumper shows.
Okay. Do you guys have more events later on in the year?
We do. We actually give 9 a year, starting in March and ending in November. We give one a month. The middle 5 are Hunter Jumper shows, and then the first 2 and the last 2 are jumper-only shows. And the difference is that hunters are judged on how pretty the horse jumps, whereas jumpers are just how high, how fast.
What does it take exactly to prepare for a Hunter Jumper show, both for the rider and for the horse?
Well, they're both athletes, and it's a team sport in that the rider and the horse have to have extremely good communication. And so a lot of the practice is to get both the athletes in shape so that they're able to do the physical part of the course, but it's also a lot of mental work because you have to be able to place your horse in the correct spot to jump. You have to be able to judge the horse's speed. You have to be able to feel if your horse is nervous or how that horse feels that day. So you have to be kind of an animal psychiatrist. And so it's very involved.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is. It's more of a lifestyle than it is a hobby.
How big are these shows normally? How many people do you expect to be participating tomorrow?
At the local shows, we usually get between 30 and 40 participants, and then with the spectators, we usually have about 100 people. With the bigger shows, like down at the National Equestrian Center, they can have 500 horses there, and not only people that have come with the horse and rider themselves, but also just people that want to come watch. So the spectators there can get very large.
Wow, how big are the courses normally for these events?
The courses usually are 8 to 10 jumps, depending on what sort of class it is. Usually each participant takes 3 to 4 minutes to complete their course. And then if it's a jumper course, which are the guys that are how high and how fast, they also do something which is called a jump-off after they've completed their first course. If they didn't have any faults or any penalty points, then they do a shortened course, which is usually judged solely on speed.
So can anyone come out and watch the show going on tomorrow?
Absolutely, and it's free to the public. And we love to have people come. And these are the types of shows. These local shows are specifically for people that aren't familiar with the sport or are just getting into showing. So we encourage people to ask questions. We have a really friendly group here. I'm really lucky with my volunteers. They're wonderful. And I just kind of thank God every time that they show up one more time.
Once again, that was Nancy Prachard from Fancy Farms in Morrow, Illinois. And Prachard also wanted to remind everyone that you don't have to be interested in Hunter Jumper events to come out to Fancy Farm, as they recently opened a tack store that sells all sorts of tack for both Western and English riders. That's all for this Saturday Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.